The New York theater scene is very varied. It is not, how would I say? It is not homogeneous. It is very, very heterogeneous. So you get a myriad of expressions of Latino identities in New York. Of course, the challenge that many who aspire and go into the commercial theater initiatives is always that we are faced with discrimination, we are faced with sexism, we are faced with classism, and it's tough, particularly the prevailing view of dominant culture in this country about Latinos and about our role in society is one that places us in fourth or fifth tier, and it's structured very hierarchically. So, if it were a ladder and the ladder was standing up vertically, we would be on the lowest rungs. So they devise some of these commercial initiatives devise these roles that are very subservient, that are quite demeaning. And many people do it. Sure, they want to make money, they want to be on the big stage, and they will do it. So I'm not going to say, hey, don't, but that's not something I would do. To this day, for example, West Side Story is like an icon. And West Side Story is one great Jewish American play. It's not about our community, but it was so well done. It was so well staged that it was a big success. To this day, it is a big success. And I recall reading this material. I did some research for a class that I taught, a survey class on theater, and I recall reading a moment when Leonard Bernstein, Stephen Sondheim, and who's the writer? I forgot. Well, they're sitting in this pool up in Beverly Hills, and they're talking about the project, and the project was to do this contemporary version of Romeo and Juliet, and they wanted to do it around Irish and Jewish gangs. And then one of them said, no, we got to do it about the Puerto Ricans. That's the hot item. That's what's really newsworthy. And I'm quoting, Sondheim said, I couldn't write about a Puerto Rican. I've never been that poor. I don't know anybody that poor. But, they went ahead and they wrote it, a big hit till today, being performed. So that's one thing.